Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel, with temperatures warm enough to enjoy the outdoors in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As we move into the evening, expect a mild night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, S&P has affirmed Israel's AA1 credit rating with a stable outlook, citing strong economic fundamentals despite ongoing conflicts with Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah, and increased defense spending. This news comes just in from JNS. Also, earlier today, Iranian conservationists are working to restore heritage sites damaged during the ongoing war, with at least 140 significant locations affected, including 5 UNESCO World Heritage sites. This report is from the Times of Israel. Also, this hour, there is growing concern among Israeli leadership about the destruction harvester moving from Gaza to Lebanon, with a senior security official stating that 5% of Lebanon is now under Israeli control. Walla reported on this a short time ago. Separately, 2 Gaza flotilla activists have been deported from Israel after a week-long detention. They had been on a hunger strike since their detention before being handed over to immigration authorities. This update comes from the Jerusalem Post. And finally, a man who firebombed a march for Israeli hostages in Boulder, Colorado last year has been sentenced to life in prison. This news was reported by Forward from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. David Keyes, an Israeli commentator, expressed disbelief, posting just minutes ago. Open source intelligence account OSINT613 highlighted U.S. Central Command's focus on maintaining sea-based aircraft readiness aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, currently in the Middle East, in a post from just now. The Times of Israel shared earlier today that Iranian conservationists are taking steps to protect damaged heritage sites during the war. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's credit rating, S&P has maintained its AA1 rating for the country. The agency notes that despite military conflicts and increased defense budgets, Israel's economy remains resilient. This is seen as a positive signal for investors and the nation's financial stability. Turning to Iran's efforts to preserve its cultural sites, the Times of Israel reports that the conservationists are facing challenges in safeguarding over 140 sites. These include historically vital locations that hold cultural significance for the region. The preservation efforts underscore the broader impact of the conflict on cultural heritage. Meanwhile, the situation in Lebanon continues to evolve. According to Walla, Israeli forces have reportedly taken control of 5% of the country. Concerns are rising about the destruction harvester, a strategy previously used in Gaza, now being applied in Lebanon. This development could escalate regional tensions further. In another development, the Jerusalem Post details the deportation of 2 activists involved in a Gaza flotilla. They were detained after a protest and went on a hunger strike while in custody. Their deportation marks the end of a tense week, but highlights ongoing international attention on Israel's maritime blockade. Finally, in the U.S., the sentencing of the man responsible for a deadly firebombing at a march for Israeli hostages brings closure to a tragic event. The Forward reports that this sentencing sends a strong message against acts of violence targeting peaceful demonstrations. On the economic front, first, Ilan Ben-Dov reflects on the era of Israeli billionaires, expressing concerns about potential economic threats from Iran. This analysis is brought to us by CTEC. Separately, Terpaz has made its largest acquisition ever by purchasing New Jersey-based Phoenix Flavors and Fragrances for $95 million. This move expands Terpaz's reach in the global market, as reported by Globes. And finally, Silverfort has acquired Fabric Security to bolster its AI identity protection capabilities. The Israeli firm believes This will enhance real-time access decisions for enterprises, according to Ynet Business. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.